What's the most expensive thing your kid has broken?
I think we skated through without any major catastrophes like that.
I mean, I'll say once my daughters started driving, that's when it got expensive.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so like, you know, my daughter Sophia rear-ended my own car
and caused
some damage and stuff like that. So, I mean, thankfully, it was not another person's car. It was just mine.
Sure.
So, anyhow, if you can manage to make it through the day without your kid breaking a priceless artifact at a museum, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Priceless artifact to the tune of a 3,500-year-old jug.
Oh, wow.
That was made during the Bronze Age between 1500 and 2200 B.C.
Oh, no, touchy.
Somehow managed to survive all those years until a four-year-old got hold of it.
Oh.
Now, you may be thinking, how in the heck did this happen? So, listen, this was a museum. It was on a stand near the entrance, and it was not behind glass. Now, curators say
that...
I'm pointing
the finger at them.
So listen, the curators are saying that's not on accident. There's a special charm in being able to get up close to the artifacts without obstructions, like without it behind some plexiglass and stuff like that.
There's also a certain charm to four-year-olds.
There is a certain charm to four-year-olds as well.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so the dad says his son was just curious and pulled on it slightly to look to see what was inside the jug. That caused the jug to fall off the pedestal and absolutely shatter into pieces.
That is natural curiosity. Yeah. Like, when you see a jug, I wonder what's in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
natural curiosity of a four-year-old. I'm just going to squarely point my finger at the museum for not securing that. If it was so, I mean, you can put it behind a glass. It's just as cool to look at. It's just as cool and less tempting to try to touchy. Not touchy.
So the good news in all of this is the museum is not going to put the dad on the hook for replacing the jug.
Well, that's great because you can't really replace a jug, right?
Now, like, they say,
and how can you put a price on that?
Well, look, I mean, they say when someone damages something on purpose, they do get the police involved. They get authorities involved.
That was a four-year-old that was curious.
Exactly. And they realize that. And so that's not going to happen. And so they actually invited the kid and his family to come back to the museum once the jug is restored. What they're going to do is they're going to try to, like, piece it back together.
Oh, we're super gluing that?
Yeah,
that doesn't look like it can be super glued.
They're going to try to super glue that sucker back together.
I mean, it is in many pieces.
And look, the museum is not going to allow this one little mishap to change the way they do business.
Really? They're not going to put them behind glass?
Nope.
After this?
Well, at this point, why would you bother? Just super glue it and put it right back in it there.
I mean,
I would rather do that.
You know what?
If you super glue it, I'd rather put the super glued thing up where you can see it.
Well, no, because then that is a constant reminder that some kid knocked that thing over. Just get in the pottery studio and make a replica.
Make a replica. Anyways, that is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your kid ruin a priceless artifact.
Oh, no.
3,500 years old.
Oh, no.
At a museum, then you're doing okay.
And the dad was just like in shock. Said the first thought was, that was not my child that did that. That wasn't
because,
my kid.
I mean, you got to see that, that in slow motion. You know, he's like, no.
it's fine. We'll super glue it. It is like, it is in so many pieces.
And you know that your body immediately goes into the fight or flight sort of mentality.
It's like,
one point you want to just grab your kid and run.
Exactly.
Like, no, it wasn't him! And then the crushing reality of it all comes down, and you're like, I got to face the music to this. So anyways, it doesn't look like the kid's going to get in trouble, but and they are going to invite him and the family back once they do get it fixed. So.
And it was low enough. Like, the stand was not like this huge, tall pedestal. Like, right. It was down to, like, kid's level.
So what's the most expensive thing your kid has broken?
A pretty good one.
I know you're not going to be able to beat a 3,500-year-old priceless artifact.
Yeah, I can't really put a price on that.
Is it just me, or do I... Every time I say priceless artifact, I want to slip into my Party Rick voice?
You probably should.
Be careful, guys. I'm a priceless artifact. Sorry, there's like one person that understands what I'm talking about right now. And it's you, Kelly. Thank you. All right, so yeah, let us know your story. What's the most expensive thing your kid has broken? 502-795-1997. We'll take those calls and stories coming up next.